Canto One of the Story of Rimini. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Story of Rimini by Leigh Hunt. Canto One. The Coming to Fetch the Bride from Ravenna. The sun is up, and 'tis a morn of May round old Ravenna's clear-shown towers and bay, a morn the loveliest which the year has seen, last of the spring, yet fresh with all its green. For a warm eve and gentle rains at night have left a sparkling welcome for the light, and there's a crystal clearness all about. The leaves are sharp, the distant hills look out. A balmy briskness comes upon the breeze, the smoke goes dancing from the cottage trees. And when you listen, you may hear a coil of bubbling springs about the grassy soil. And all the scene, in short, sky, earth, and sea, breathes like a bright-eyed face that laughs out openly. 'Tis nature, full of spirits, waked and springing. The birds to the delicious time are singing, darting with freaks and snatches up and down where the light woods go seaward from the town. While happy faces, striking through the green of leafy roads, at every turn are seen, and the far ships, lifting their sails of white like joyful hands, come up with scattery light, come gleaming up, true to the wished-for day, and chase the whistling brine, and swirl into the bay. And well may all who can come crowding there, if peace returning, and processions rare, and to crown all, a marriage in May weather, have aught to bring enjoying hearts together. For on this sparkling day, Ravenna's pride, the daughter of their prince, becomes a bride to crown the comfort of the land, and he whose victories have obtained her hand has taken with the dawn, so flies report, his promised journey to the expecting court with hasting pomp, and squires of high degree, the bold Giovanni, lord of Rimini. Already in the streets the stir grows loud of expectation and a bustling crowd. With feet and voice the gathering hum contends, the deep talk heaves, the ready laugh ascends, callings and clapping doors and curs unite, and shouts from mere exuberance of delight, and armed bands making important way, gallant and grave, the lords of holiday, and nodding neighbours greeting as they run, and pilgrims chanting in the morning sun. With heaved-out tapestry the windows glow, by lovely faces brought that come and go. Till, the work smoothed, and all the street attired, they take their seats, with upward gaze admired. Some looking down, some forwards or aside, as suits the conscious charm in which they pride. Some turning a trim waist, or o'er the flow of crimson cloths hanging a hand of snow. But all with smiles prepared, and garlands green, and all in fluttering talk, impatient for the scene. And hark, the approaching trumpets with a start on the smooth wind come dancing to the heart. A moment's hush succeeds, and from the walls firm and at once a silver answer calls. Then heave the crowd, and all who best can strive in shuffling struggle toward the palace drive, where balconied and broad, of marble fair, on pillars it o'erlooks the public square. For there Duke Guido is to hold his state with his fair daughter, seated o'er the gate. But the full place rejects the invading tide, and after a rude heave from side to side, with angry faces turned and feet regained, the peaceful press with order is maintained, leaving the doorways only for the crowd, the space within for the procession proud. For in this manner is the square set out. The sides, path deep, are crowded round about, and faced with guards who keep the road entire. And opposite to these, a brilliant choir of knights and ladies hold the central spot, seated in groups upon a grassy plot. The seats with boughs are shaded from above of early trees transplanted from a grove, and in the midst, fresh whistling through the scene, a lightsome fountain starts from out the green, clear and compact, till, at its height o'errun, it shakes its loosening silver in the sun. There, talking with the ladies, you may see, standing about or seated, frank and free, some of the finest warriors of the court, Baptist and Hugo of the princely port, and Arzo and Obizo, and the grace of Frank Esmerialde with his open face, and Felix the fine arm, and him who well repays his lavish honours, Lionel, besides a host of spirits nursed in glory, fit for sweet woman's love and for the poet's story. There, too, in thickest of the bright...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?